Join me March 12th for a free event, Menopause Reset, a 3-day challenge to help you kickstart your metabolism so you can lose weight, sleep better, stop the hot flashes, and regain your energy. If you're a midlife woman who has thought about implementing lifestyle changes to help stop the hot flashes, sleep better, and lose those extra pounds, listen up. If you're ready to get your life back, but you're worried about how much time it takes, how you're going to get your family on board, or you just don't know where to start, I have a strategy that is exactly what you need to help you get off the weight loss, sleep deprivation, hot flash having roller coaster. Head over to hellohotflash.com/challenge to get your limited free spot. The Menopause Reset 3-day challenge includes nightly live coaching. We start March 12th, so sign up at hellohotflash.com/challenge. See you March 12th. Hey there, I'm Stephanie Shaw. Welcome to the Hello Hot Flash podcast, where midlife women can learn from guest experts and authors who discuss menopause and all that comes with this new chapter in our lives. Hello Hot Flash, where we learn to control the change and not let the change control us. Hey there, welcome to Hello Hot Flash, where we help you control the midlife change. I'm Stephanie Shaw, and I'm flying solo again today. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what perimenopause taught me about myself. And it's not pretty, y'all, but it's the truth. So I'm going to share that with you. And hopefully what I share with you will be an opportunity for you to think about the lessons that you're learning about yourself while you're going through perimenopause, menopause, postmenopause, and learn from those lessons and come out better on the other side. I know I did. All right. So let's get started. In the middle of perimenopause, as I said before, I had to become comfortable with 3 very uncomfortable truths about myself in order for me to navigate the new world of hot flashes, anxiety, and sleepless nights. And those 3 things were: I looked good on the outside, but I was a wreck on the inside. I did not like confrontation. And my health was my responsibility. So let me explain all of these. Truth number 1, I looked good on the outside, but I was a wreck on the inside. Now, I'm not bragging about I look good kind of thing. So again, I'm not talking about the body. I'm talking about the outside facade that I let friends, family, and coworkers see. My head was always held high. And if you approached me, I greeted you with a smile and, it's good. I was like, everything is great. How are things with you? How are the kids? I wasn't quite that phony, but you know what I mean. And no matter what was going on, that was me. Everything is great. And no matter how much I needed a hug or an extra kind word or for someone to even just like kind of put their hand on my shoulder, I said, everything is great. And so that was me. My outside showed everything was great, but on the inside, it was pretty much a train wreck. The truth is, I was stressed out in every relationship that I had. I was stressed because I was responsible for the livelihood of my employees. I was stressed because there was a period of time when I would lie awake at 3 a.m. and not know why I was awake. I was stressed because I was going from doctor to doctor to doctor to doctor, 18 plus, ER to ER to ER, trying to figure out what was going on in my body. I was stressed because I didn't know, again, what was going on in my body. And I had moments when I didn't know if I would end up being an invalid, like never death. I don't think I ever thought about death, but worse to me, dependence on other people. I had to have people drive for me during that time. I had to have my mom, who was in her 70s then, drive me to the grocery store, hold on to my arm as I walked through the aisles. Had to have my mom load the groceries for me. So I had this whole facade of everything is great. And then on the weekends, or what you didn't see is, you know, my mom at Aldi's loading my groceries for me. So I had to come to the truth about that scenario and recognize that you can't always keep this facade going or it's going to wreck your overall health. The uncomfortable truth number 2 about myself is I don't like confrontation. I still don't like confrontation, but now I'm much better at it. This was so hard for me. My heart is to make everyone comfortable. If you know me, I think that you will feel loved when you're around me, even at the detriment of myself. I want to make you feel loved. I want to make you feel comfortable. I'm an only child, so I had no brother or sister to practice my confrontation skills on. So I had three step-siblings, love them to death, shout out to them. But I saw them every other weekend, so, you know, when they came over, life was a party, extra treats, we went out to eat. I was just happy that I had someone to play with my toys with me, so it wasn't like I was confronting them like, that's my toy kind of thing. I was always happy for them to be there, so I never built that skill of confrontation. And it's a skill, and it's one that we all need to know. So that was an uncomfortable truth about myself that I learned during perimenopause. The creator of 60 Minutes, Don Hewitt, said, confrontation is not a dirty word. Sometimes it's the best kind of journalism as long as you don't confront people just for the sake of confrontation. Don't y'all know some folks like that? I know some folks like that. Hewitt says it's the best kind of journalism. I'd say it's the best way to live life, as long as you don't confront people just for the sake of confrontation, all right? Uncomfortable truth number three about myself. My health was and still is my responsibility. In my mind, no, Dr. S and Dr. D, you know, I'm kind of trying to protect the innocent here, but those are real people. Like, no, my health is your responsibility. You're the doctor. You went to medical school. I'm paying you. I come to you for advice. You should look at my lab work, come up with a lifestyle strategy that will help me lower my cholesterol, lower my A1C, manage my hormones, increase my white blood cell count. This is your responsibility, is what I thought. But no, my health was my responsibility, and I had to find that out the hard way. I was so wrong about that. It wasn't and still isn't my husband's, my parents, my friends, my prayer partners, Dr. Webb MD, Dr. Google MD, nor my kids' responsibilities. It's my responsibility to find out what was going on with me and to create a team of people around me to help me feel better. So this may not be a problem for you, but if it is, I want you to think about it. Your health and your health outcomes are your responsibility. These three areas kept me stuck for almost 2 years. And because I wore that fake smile so the world would think everything is okay, and I didn't confront the stressors, and I hadn't taken responsibility for my health, I had an unnecessary 2-year battle with perimenopause. Actually longer than that, but 2017 and 2000 through 19 were the most intense. So those are the, you know, the ones that the trauma that I remember the most. Because I faked everything and said that everything was okay, and because I would not have bold conversations during the time I was sick, I physically suffered. So I couldn't turn my head left or right when I drove. Like, I was driving between that time, and you saw me, I would like physically turn my body to the right or physically turn my body to the left in order to drive. And I almost had constant sciatic pain. There was literally a couple of someones who were pains in my neck and pains in my assessments. Like, literally. And once I had those bold conversations, I won't even say confrontation, bold conversations, because I love the people dearly. I still love them. We still are in great relationships. But once I had those bold conversations and confronted the situations, I began to, like, it was like a miracle. Like, the pain slowly went away in my neck and my sciatic start feeling better. So I'm telling you what perimenopause taught me, because the quote unquote bad things that it taught me helped me overcome the symptoms, overcome the weight of the perimenopausal symptoms. So that's what I want for you as well. Now, when I feel pain in either of those areas, I start to think like what is going on? Who's stressing me out? Who needs to be part of a bold conversation? Is there something bothering me that I'm holding on to? And it is so miraculous. I can think, whew, XYZ happened with XYZ person. Let me make a decision. Do I need to have a conversation with them? Or can I just like breathe my way out of it And by doing one or the other, sometimes both, everything seems to change. So let perimenopause teach you some lessons about yourself, because again, in the end, you will be able to navigate that perimenopause a lot better. So again, this was all part of lack of self-care in my mind, not being honest with myself about, you know, that fake facade, or not having those bold conversations, or that someone else was responsible for my health outcomes. That was compounding my hormonal imbalance, and it can do the same for you. If you find yourself in a similar situation, whether it be the fear of confrontation, lack of self-care, limiting beliefs, or lack of confidence, wearing that phony smile like a badger of honor, whatever it is, I'd love to actually hear your story and talk with you about how you can move past those things that are keeping you from moving forward. I'll invite you to head, this is free, but I'd invite you to head over to my website, hellohotflash.com. And as soon as you get on the site, there's something called a free discovery call. Click on the free discovery call. We'll spend a little time together, and I will help provide you with some tips and tools that can help you move past some of these things. Now, I'm not going to leave you hanging with all of that circulating in your mind. Oh my gosh, what's perimenopause teaching me? How am I going to overcome it? I am going to now share some additional tips, or share some tips and tools to help you move forward. All right. So what has perimenopause taught you, and how can you move forward? First thing is, be honest. Think about the things that are holding you back. How do they really make you feel? Not just uncomfortable, bad about myself. Like, what are you really feeling? Are the symptoms causing you to feel depressed? Are they making you feel angry, sad? Whatever you're feeling, be honest about it. And I'll say it a million times, you have to get to the root cause of what is going on. If there are bad roots, you gotta get the bad roots out. I have a goldfish plant. It was dying and I'm so sad. So part of the recovery of that plant was for me to take it out of its soil, investigate, see if there were any bugs or any dead roots or anything that was causing the top not to flourish. And since I've done that and repotted it and set it in the window and put it in my laundry room, which is the hottest room in the house, it's getting humidity, I'm watering it, I talk to it every day, it's growing and it's flourishing. So I got to the root cause. So that's exactly what you need to do. Be honest with yourself and get to the root cause. Next, do the work. This is the hard part. I don't like it either. But get clear about how you want to feel. So I don't want to fear confrontation. I want to feel comfortable coming from a place of love and saying what is on my mind. I don't want to walk around with a fake smile when I feel like I'm dying inside. You may be thinking, like, what about, I want to be perimenopause symptom free. Okay, you're almost there. Like, start thinking. Think about the big picture of stuff. Perimenopause free. I want to have confrontation. I don't want to have a fake smile. Now I want you to dig a little deeper. Start to think about, how can you get more specific about those, let's say, perimenopause symptoms. I just don't want to have any symptoms, but what about, I want to be perimenopause symptom free so I can sleep from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. Or here's one. I don't want to ever soak through my clothes again when I'm in the middle of a board meeting. Like, how embarrassing is that? What about, I don't want to tell my husband no simply because the pain is unbearable? Or I don't want to yell at my family because my anxiety is at 99 all the time. Get clear, because then you'll be able to create a clear journey. Just saying I want to be perimenopause symptom free is just like, it's too generic. Dig deep, get to the root. So next, decide what you're going to do about it. All right, I'm at the root. I want to sleep from 9 to 6. Okay, so what are you going to do about it? You're going to set up a sleep schedule. You're going to make sure you're going to bed on time. You're going to turn the lights off. You're going to avoid heavy foods right before going to bed. So decide what you're going to do about this. Be honest, do the work, and then take it a little deeper, and then decide what you're going to do. Okay, so here's another example. If I'm going to stop having hot flashes, perhaps I'm going to have to stop drinking that glass of wine every night. If I want to stop being anxious, perhaps I'm going to need to have a bold conversation with John or with Sue, right? Then you need to step into charting out a plan for success. So let's say that it is the wine every night. In order for that to happen, you know, I don't want to have the hot flashes, so I know that I need to eliminate the wine every night. What could you do? Not bring it into your home, start saying no. You know, maybe it's part of, sometimes we do things like a ritual or even a habit. So it feels good to hold that glass every night. And it feels good to sit that glass down and to see that glass and to make that glass is like your teddy bear. It's comforting to you. Keep using the glass, but put some water in it or, you know, make some fresh squeezed beet juice. I know that doesn't sound good, but it really is good. That will give you the same appearance, that red, if you like red wine, that red look in your glass and that same pretty glass, but you're drinking something different and it'll be something healthy. All right. So you have to chart out a plan for success. What about, I'm going to think about why he or she made me angry. Let's say that it's a confrontation thing. So to chart out this plan, I need to confront someone. First thing you need to do, think about why they made you angry. Write it out and then write out not only what I think they will respond, but how I will in turn respond to them. So like, in other words, do the homework before you confront. Because a lot of times I've wanted to confront people. I'm like, oh, wait, that's me. They need to be confronting me. So, and if I would have just gone in on them, it would have been a huge mess. So do the homework before making the confrontation, right? Set aside a time and tell them that, you know, hey, after you've worked through it, you realize that it is something that you need to talk to them about. Set aside a time and a place to talk and then call them. Don't say, you know, you're in the kitchen, that person's in the living room, you just walk in the living room like, we need to talk right now, blah, blah. No, that's blindsiding them and you're setting yourself up to be more stressed out. What about, hey, next Tuesday at 5 p.m., let's go grab lunch together or let's, you know, come in the kitchen together and eat because I want to talk about. Set the tone for the conversation so you in turn aren't even more stressed out when the conversation ends, right? You have to make a plan in order to get the results you want. You're making a plan, so you know, you still have that wine glass, your little bit of comfort, but there's something different in it. You're making a plan with how you're going to respond to certain things and setting a time and date. So let's think about something else. What if you decide you want to hire a coach to support you during your menopause journey? What's your plan to make that happen? If it's money related, maybe you're eating in instead of eating out as much, cutting the cable or other unessential items from your current budget. For me, it was a lot deeper than that. I actually sold my car. So I was about, when I added it all up, it was about $20,000 out of pocket for me. So I sold my car. I had another car, so I wasn't without a car, but that was the trade-off I was willing to make in order to get myself healthy. So if you're telling yourself, you know, I need to hire a coach, but money's getting in the way, then I would ask that you think about what other things you could do in order to make that happen so you can get your health right. Because you can have all of the things, but if you're not healthy to enjoy all of the things, then you won't be able to enjoy all of the things. One of my podcast guests, it was episode 106. It was with Zora Benamou. It was How to Biohack Your Age with Zora Benamou. Zora talked about they sold their house because she had so many different medical issues that they sold their house in order for her to pay for them. Now, I'm not asking you to do all that kind of extreme thing. I want you to recognize that there's some give and take and balance you can make in order to kickstart your health journey if money is one of the things that are holding you back. What if the roadblock is you? So what if you're thinking working with a coach is not going to help? I've tried this and I've tried that and nothing's worked in the past. Perhaps that could be some limiting beliefs. So for that, I would ask that you check out episode 121. And that's a solo episode where I talk about limiting beliefs. You may find yourself in some of those different scenarios. And it also gives you some tips and tools on how to overcome limiting beliefs. Again, find out what you want and then make a plan to get what you want and what you need, right? You know what? I got an idea. I have an idea. If either of those last two that I mentioned, money or limiting beliefs, are stopping you from starting your journeys back to health, I got something for you. I want you to join me for my menopause reset. It's totally free. It's a 3-day challenge and there's live coaching each day. So it's March 12th, 13th, and 14th, and at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every night. There's free live coaching, and then you'll also have access to those videos if you can't make the live coaching. During the 3 days, we'll work on kickstarting your metabolism. As I'm sure you already know, a healthy metabolism paired with great eating habits and a plan on what foods can help with hot flashes, libido, sleep, anxiety, and energy. Once you understand those, they will be a complete game changer. So yes, do that. Join me for free. March 12th, 13th, and 14th for Menopause Reset. And you can join by going over to Hello Hot Flash. Did I say that right? Hello Hot Flash. Go over to hellohotflash.com/challenge and sign up. Again, we start March 12th, right? So perimenopause taught me a ton about myself, good and bad. I listed all the bad, and the good became me recognizing that this is not a state that I want to stay in, nor is it a state of life that I need to stay in. With perimenopause, with postmenopause comes a ton of wisdom, and you are just steps away from walking into the wisdom that is available to you. So I thank you so much for your time. I thank you for listening to Hello Hot Flash, where we help you control the midlife change. I cannot wait to meet you on March 12th. Again, go to the website, hellohotflash.com/challenge. I can't wait to meet you, all right? So here's to your health. Make it a great day. If you're a midlife woman who has thought about implementing lifestyle changes to help stop the hot flashes, sleep better, and lose those extra pounds, well, listen up. If you're ready to get your life back, but you're worried about how much time it takes, how you're going to get your family on board, or you just don't know where to start, I have a strategy that is exactly what you need to help you get off the weight loss, sleep deprivation, hot flash having roller coaster. Join me March 12th for a free event, Menopause Reset. A 3-day challenge to help you kickstart your metabolism so you can lose weight, sleep better, stop the hot flashes, and regain your energy. Head over to hellohotflash.com/challenge to get your limited free spot. The Menopause Reset 3-day challenge includes nightly live coaching. We start March 12th, so sign up at hellohotflash.com/challenge. See you March 12th.